Wikipedia.
Today is Monday, April 8th, 2024. Welcome to a new Wikipedia episode. Today's episode is based on the Wikipedia article, Bob Mann, American Football. As always, the podcast is generated and read by an AI. Have fun listening.
Welcome to Wikipedia, the podcast for the endlessly curious, where we dive deep into the trove of human knowledge tucked away in Wikipedia's pages. I'm Alloy, and today we step onto the gridiron of history to uncover the life and legacy of Bob Mann, a pioneering African-American football player who broke barriers in the professional leagues during the mid-20th century. You might not know Bob Mann's name right off the bat, but his contributions to American football and to the wider civil rights movement, by example, are worth a spotlight. Mann was the first African-American to catch a pass in what would become the National Football League for the Detroit Lions, and later played for the Green Bay Packers. His career ran from the end of World War II into the early 1950s, a formative era in both sports and social history. Born in 1924 in New Bern, North Carolina, Bob Mann grew up in a time of racial segregation and injustice. Undeterred, he honed his skills at Hampton Institute, a historically black university in Virginia, before transferring to the University of Michigan, where he played from 1944 to 1947. Mann was a standout receiver for the Wolverines, contributing to Michigan's undefeated season and national championship victory in 1947. Now, the post-war period was a fascinating time for sports folks. It was an era of profound change, with society and sports leagues slowly moving toward integration. However, the journey for athletes like Bob Mann was far from easy. How do you imagine a player like Mann coped with the monumental pressure of not just playing at a high level, but also representing a drive toward equality and opportunity? After college, the NFL wasn't quite ready to welcome players like Mann with open arms. So he started his professional career in the rival All-America Football Conference with the Los Angeles Dons in 1948. Mann truly hit his stride when he signed with the Detroit Lions in 1949. That year, he made history as the first African-American player to see action on the field for the Lions. His on-field performances were nothing short of impressive. Mann led the league in receiving yards per game in 1949, blazing a trail for future generations. Picture this. It's Sunday afternoon, you're on the edge of your seat, and here comes Bob Mann, sprinting down the field, outpacing defenders, looking over his shoulder for that spiraling pigskin. When you think about the excitement of a football game, do you consider the trailblazers like Mann, who faced not just rival teams, but a society grappling with its own deep divisions and fears? Now, those stats alone are commendable, but Bob Mann's legacy isn't just in the yards he gained or the touchdowns he scored. He was also a man of principle. In the 1950s, Mann and a few of his African-American teammates protested the segregated accommodations the Packers were subjected to when traveling for games. It's no small feat to stand up like that, especially when one's career could be on the line. Remember, this was nearly a decade before the Civil Rights Act of 1964. Mann and his colleagues were pushing against the status quo when doing so could cost them everything. So let's talk about courage, real, gritty, quiet courage. I wonder, where do we find the strength to stand up for what's right, even when the whole world seems arrayed against us? Bob Mann's story is a reminder that sometimes our greatest triumphs come not from the points on the board, but from the stand we take when the stadium's empty and the cameras are off. Mann's professional football career was somewhat brief. He retired after the 1954 season. Post-football, he continued to fight the good fight, pursuing a legal career and serving as an advocate for civil rights. Think about the courage it takes to move from a field of roaring fans to the quiet halls of justice, yet still playing for the same team, the team pushing for a fair and equitable society. It makes me pause and wonder about the players today who use their platform to promote social justice. They're following in the footsteps of folks like Bob Mann, aren't they? Professional athletes have a powerful voice, and how they use it can have profound implications both on and off the field. Friends, as we close today's episode, I invite you to think about the legacy of someone like Bob Mann and how it shapes our understanding of sports, society, and the ongoing struggle for equality. It's not just about the touchdowns or the titles. It's about the humanity and heart of the players who carry the ball forward in more ways than one. Now, I'd love to hear your thoughts. Were you familiar with Bob Mann before today? What do you think about the role athletes play in societal changes? Do their actions on the field inspire you as much as their stance off of it? Share your responses, your stories, or any thoughts this episode triggered. Let's keep the conversation going. Thank you for joining me on Wikipedia. I'm Aloy, hoping you'll catch more than just long passes from our journey through Wikipedia's pages, but also inspiration and understanding from the remarkable lives within them. Until next time, keep exploring, learning, and challenging the status quo.
That was the Wikipedia podcast for the article of the day, Bob Mann, American Football. Thanks for listening. See you next time.